But right now, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Smith Thompson Home Security.
Yeah, we need to talk about the death of a very notable name in DFW radio history, and that is the death of Russ Martin. Frisco police are investigating his death. He was found dead by a friend that went to check on him at 12:30 in the morning, on Saturday morning, at his home in Frisco. And they go by to check on him. They find him unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Cause of death has not been determined, but police are saying that no foul play is suspected there. And, Junior, I think you were the one that texted over the weekend and said, wow, Russ Martin died.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first I had heard of it, and it was from you. And it was shocking, but then when I started learning more about it, I guess it wasn't as shocking to those who worked with him or were near him, because he had suffered some health issues over the past few years. And although his show was still aired on The Eagle, he hadn't been on his show, I don't think, until since late 2019.
I had not realized that.
I didn't realize that either.
So it was kind of carried by his co-host, and he had had some health issues, some blood clot related issues, and he had had, I think, even head surgery, brain surgery with some blood clots. Maybe the blood clots were in his legs. It's very unclear, and there's not a lot of information out there, but his colleagues had made veiled references to that he had been battling demons, you know, and that now he's finally at peace. So I don't know whether he had some health issues that he was not really fighting or not really taking care of himself, or it's hard to tell with certain radio personalities like him whether the drinking and hard partying is a bit or whether he really did that in real life, and so he may have had some addiction issues. It's hard to sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
But he passes away at the age of 60, and those that worked with him said that it's shocking, but it wasn't really surprising that he passed. And in his heyday, which is probably the early to mid-aughts, would you say?
Yeah.
You know, he went really head-to-head with The Ticket, and he was on in the afternoons opposite The Hard Line. And I remember them really getting into it, because Russ would make comments about The Hard Line, and he even hired like a private investigator to go through Ryan's trash.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that weird episode?
Yeah, at the time that was the Mike and Grego Hard Line, not the Bob and Corby Hard Line.
Right, yes, The Hard Line had different members back then. And that was strange, hearing them go back and forth.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Sounds like you made a great impact with helping families of fallen officers.
Yeah, so a mixed legacy here. You had his 2008 arrest for domestic violence. His girlfriend at the time, he supposedly brandished a gun with her and smashed up her laptop, and she notified cops a few days later when she was wanting to go back to get her stuff, and then he gets arrested while working out at Larry North Fitness. And he later pled guilty to that and got probation and counseling. So that happened in 2008. Then he starts this Russ Martin Listener Foundation, which really helped police officers killed in the line of duty help their families. So they would cut checks to the families of fallen police officers, and that did a lot of good work. So he did stuff for animals, too. That was another one of his big causes. But then there were pieces that came out about the treatment of his coworkers on the air off the air wasn't so good. And there was an incident in 2015 in which he had a home invasion. Some people ambushed him as he came back to his house one night. And they tied him up. And they stole a bunch of his property and left in one of his cars. And from all the accounts that I've seen, Russ was really kind of not the same after that incident.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether
that would be very traumatic to go.
Yeah, I don't know whether he had PTSD afterwards, and maybe that was when his coworkers were referencing that he wouldn't really get help. I don't know whether it was for an addiction issue or whether it was PTSD or whatever, but he never really came back from that fully. But 60 is not that old.
No, that's really young.
Especially when he made a good living at radio. You know, you certainly have enough money to handle your health, but sometimes you're dealt a bad genetic hand, and sometimes you play a hand in making that worse.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't take care of yourself.
So was it the PTSD from the attack, or just health, or over the weekend as you're reading about him, did you find out why he hasn't been on the air for so long?
No, and it was one of those frustrating situations. It was strange in reading it because it sounded oddly familiar, because the times when he would show up on air there for a certain period of time, something was wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could hear it. He slurred. He was talking in a manner that seemed he was impaired, whether by stroke or something that he had ingested. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And his coworkers seem very frustrated by that, because they have to, when you're in a situation when you're doing a show with a guy and you don't know if he's going to show up to work or what condition he's going to show up to work in, then
that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's incredibly tough. And I feel for those people who worked on his show that had to deal with that uncertainty. That's a tough spot to be in.
Yep.
So I think it was after that. And he had even negotiated in one of his contracts to where he could drink on the air. That's an odd note. Actually negotiated in there that he could drink while doing his show.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, George, stop it. You're doing well right now. You've been off the sauce for the whole year, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
Oh, pretty much.
Yeah. That's me that's been off it for the whole year.
I hadn't had a beer in five weeks. That's or beer. Margarita.
Switching that's to progress. Liquor, though, is not really quitting drinking.
Just the occasional, you know, little pump.
Gosh.
Didn't Russ Martin also own the Batmobile?
Yeah, he was big into collecting famous cars like that. And he owned the Batmobile, or a version of the Batmobile.
Okay, not the original one in the
series. I don't think so. But I have read that he owned the Gran Torino from Starsky and Hutch, and they keep mentioning it as if that's the actual one. They also mentioned that he owned the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Huh.
But they had multiple General Lees, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether they were just replicas of those cars or the actual ones that were used in the series.
There must have been several of them.
He wasn't married, didn't have any kids. And one of the weird notes is that they said the cops are not expecting, they don't suspect foul play, but they're asking for anyone who has information about his death to contact Frisco PD.
Hmm.
That's strange.
That is.
So, who knows what'll end up being. It sounds like a combination of behavior and also health issues.
Pretty shocking, though. I had no idea he was going through all that stuff.
I know, neither did I. And, yeah. I just assumed he was still on the air.
Yeah.
I hadn't kept up with his story very much. Whereas there was one time it seemed like we knew everything about everything going on in DFW radio.
I know.
And then at some point you get so focused on your own job, you just stop. You're like, okay, whatever the landscape is, I don't have to pay attention to that so much as doing my own job.
Yeah.
The best I can. What's interesting is that, and I received an email over the weekend from an old boss of Russ's who, and I don't know if you guys remember this or if we ever talked about it, but one of the few times that, really serious times that I was wooed away from the ticket was by the management of the Eagle at one time. And it was after Stern had gone away, Russ took over mornings there. And that's really when Russ's career took off, was when he filled in for Stern afterwards.
When is this?
Yeah, I can't keep up with all the
late
time.
Late 90s, early aughts?
This would have been late 90s, I think.
Okay.
I need to email him back and get the whole story. But they had tried to hire me to come over there and pair me with Russ. And so we were going to be
co-host. That sounds like a toxic combination.
Oh, I know
there.
It. Man. As Dennis mentioned in his email, he said, you made the right decision in not doing it. Yeah, and I thought, just based on Russ's personality on the air. I didn't think it would be a good fit. And I also thought, well, he seems to be doing well by himself, you know? It's like throwing me into the mix may disturb what he's got going over there. And things were going well here at the Ticket, and it wasn't the right decision to leave. And I'm glad I didn't. And I'm sure that everyone's glad that I didn't.
Never leave the nurturing biosphere.
The nurturing biosphere.
That's right.
That's what the guy who has left the nurturing biosphere, that was one of his famous quotes.
Well, he earned the right to leave the nurturing biosphere.
Yeah, he retired. He didn't leave for some other pasture, some other radio pasture anyway. Wouldn't that have been a weird... How long would that have lasted?
You and Russ Martin?
Yes.
About a day.
We would have gotten in a fight within the first week.
Yeah. I was going to say 3 months tops.
Yeah.
Especially late 90s
then
Gordo.
Like you and Brett Blankenship. That lasted about a day.
Who?
Modern day Gordo.
I know the name Russ Martin from DFW Radio, but I don't know Brett Blankenship.
Modern day Gordo would have made it longer with Russ Martin because you're a little more patient these days, but late 90s Gordo?
No chance.
No way.
It would have been bad. And I only met him one time that I remember.
I never met him.
I didn't either. I don't think.
It seems like it was at a mall event and we were both radio personalities that were hired to go out there. Or maybe it was when I was working for Channel 11.
Sounds like a memorable event.
I was going to cover this Hands on a Hard Body event. This is the way I remember it. And he was also out there. And so we met, and this was after I had already turned down that job. It didn't go any further. And so he had gone on and, you know, had his success. And we met, and it seems like we briefly mentioned it, you know, that it was a chance that we could have worked together in the past, and we didn't. And he said, it's probably a good decision, he said, because you probably have heard that I'm kind of an
a-hole.
He said the full word. And I said, well, people say that I'm kind of a D, so maybe it would have been a perfect fit with you getting the worst end of it. Some joke like that. And we laughed, and that was it.
And that was seen.
That was the only time I ever met him. It's a little jokey exchange. So, Russ Martin dead at the age of 60.
Well, that's three really big names, unless I'm missing somebody in the last 6 or 7 years. Kid Craddock, Terry Dorsey, Russ Martin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ron Chapman's still alive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Still going strong. Who's the first member of the Ticket to bite it?
Well, if my plan works, it'll be you.
Is there a Ticket Deadpool right now?
God, I hope not, but probably.
Yeah,
knowing
probably.
The P1s, probably.
Yeah, I'm going to bet me, too. I'm going to go ahead and bet me.
Don't bet on yourself.
Or Saroy. Saroy lives a risky lifestyle. And he'll even
always
tell you
fine.
That.
Always
he'll
strong.
Even tell
drinking
you that.
Driving.
Yeah, Saroy is very strong. Honest about the fact that he doesn't want to live much longer.
Whoa. He doesn't say that. He loves life. He lives it to the fullest on Twitch.
Oh. Well, we'd like to offer anyone the forum right now. 888-787-1310. Who do you think is going to pass away first here at the Ticket? No, I'm not really doing that. So
stay hard, Russ.
You know that the one Russ drop that got used so much on the Ticket, it wasn't Russ talking, it was another former host of ours, Grego, fake Grego, saying, Rush, Rush. Do you know that that's not even in reference to Russ Martin?
Well, I would think it probably wasn't.
Really? Yeah. Everyone always thought it was in reference to him.
No, I don't know if I remember that drop.
Really?
Uh-uh.
No, it's in reference to Russell Crowe off of some bit we did.
I was going to say, why? Why was he referencing Russell Crowe like that?
It was a bit where fake Grego was making love to Russell Crowe, I think. It was a different Ticket back then, okay? It was just different. It was the kind of Ticket that would have done fake Tiger the day of the accident.
Mm-hmm.
Different time.
Now we wait an appropriate and tasteful amount of time.
A tasteful week.
Yeah. Almost.
All right, and that's the corner.
All right, Gordo, thank you. 9:30 on the Ticket. Coming up.